Happy Martin Luther King Day, everybody.
Woo!
Because we're not going to get it up in time for the holiday. It'll be the day after the holiday because we're recording the day before holiday.
Yeah.
I did all this. I don't have to go online and fight people.
I think you should.
Can you?
Really should.
Go to the tutorials.
And it can won't... you not do it again?
Well, I can do it again, but I mean...
That's not fun.
Yeah. Because I was hoping, like, the training, we were going to unlock the training and...
Begin battle.
Combo challenge.
Mm. Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
I personally don't want to fight people either.
Oh, no.
You might have to. Taylor, what are you doing, man?
Oh, God, you're going to get dominated.
Oh, probably.
Enter rank or, match.
Ooh, casual, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you want to edit your team before you go on there?
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay.
X. So we're not going to get the entire roster of characters, but we get some.
I saw two. And...
So we're playing what now? Dragon Ball
Z Fighter.
Or Fighters. Whichever way you feel like saying it, I say it.
And if you're in
ways.
Britain, it's Zed.
Zed. Yes, I like Zed.
Fighter Zed.
Dragon Ball Zed.
What do you think, Nelson? Kid Buu?
Yeah.
All right. So this is the game that had the crazy trailer that everybody literally went nuts over.
Yes.
And just looking at the quality of it, I can see why.
Just wait till we get to it.
Yeah. I mean, this like open field right here kind of reminds me of like Nintendo.
Oh yeah, like the Wii.
Yeah, like very. It's very like Nintendo-y.
Yeah. With their chibi characters and whatnot.
Right.
Okay. Oh man, look at that.
Okay, why not? I'm not canceled. No. Oh, I guess I have to wait.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a queue. Wow, that's...
Oh, yeah. This is the open beta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is an open beta, so we don't know what kind of random crap's going to happen, so I guess we're going to walk around.
We'll walk around.
Well, since now we're waiting, let's get into the news.
Yeah.
I like that. Thank you, Sean, for that segue.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
In case you can't see him, Sean's right there.
Here comes a mighty warrior. I'm about to get my ass kicked. Do I spam, though?
Yes!
Damn!
What you do is rage quit and you cut your...
as a great man once said, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait, who said that?
Eddie Guerrero.
While I focus on this match, why don't you take over hosting duties?
Okay, so YouTube. Let's talk about Logan Paul yet again. Because this is actually new to me. I know that YouTube took action against his channel in regards to the Japanese Suicide Force bit, but then there were a lot of YouTubers that shared their frustrations
this game
with
is lagging.
Oh wow, it really is lagging.
But that's kind of awesome though. So there was a huge outcry, and it looks like YouTube took further action against Logan Paul, in which they have now removed all of his channels. That's actually news to me because when I first heard about it when I followed up on it. They had taken mild action, which seemed to kind of be like the final thing, but it looks like they actually were really aggressive and they decided to just flat out shut them down, which...
Yeah,
I personally don't mind because I think that what he did was was very distasteful. And for the 15 million subscribers that he had, especially young children, I think that that's just one of those things that... They shouldn't really necessarily be more or less, I don't want to say forced to see, but...
Exposed to,
exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Get it how you live, Goku!
Yeah, but here's like the problem. Most people put notifications on and he does it every day, so you know when his videos are happening.
Well, it's not anymore because they deleted the channel.
Yep.
He can't
have
one.
Right.
So...
Right.
He's gone.
Yeah, so
that's all I gotta say about that.
So, and honestly, I don't feel bad for him. I watched bits and pieces of the video. The bits and pieces that I saw did not, to me, look like he was doing any kind of suicide awareness video at all.
Yeah, exactly.
So for me, I don't feel bad for him because from what I gathered from the video itself, it seemed very self-promoting.
His apology?
Well,
no, it, oh, no, it's the outside, clips, outside the clips of the actual video.
Yeah, clips of the actual video. I felt that was very disrespectful to not only the person that he showed in the video, but to the families that have gone through things like that.
Yeah.
Especially in Japan, because Japan's got the highest suicide rate, I believe, in the world. So,
well, that's why
bye, Felicia.
Name.
Yeah, that's because that's where a lot of people go kill themselves.
Get yourself some!
Yeah, it's, you know, when it first broke that he had done that, I reserved judging him because I had not seen the video, and the video was taken down by the time I had seen it. It wasn't until I actually saw, I believe it was The No, and they showed actual clips of the video, and I saw how idiotic he was acting, and all I could think is, okay, granted, you're younger than me, but you're also an adult. You have to think about these things, especially when you're in that kind of spotlight. You have 15 million subscribers. I would love to have 15 million subscribers.
He had
them.
For goodness sake, I would love that. I only have 10.
Yeah. I'm one of them, so. But it's one of those things that I'm like, you should have expressed better judgment than that.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, his channel's gone now, I'm like, I really don't feel bad.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss him. But I honestly was not surprised because I know that he's done questionable things before in the past.
Yeah, and I just chopped it up to him being an idiot.
Oh, right, but I knew that that something like this, I mean, suicide, well, like dead body, suicide, you know, when I first found out that that it was some force in Japan, I immediately knew without even, like, knowing that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I heard. I was like, oh, that's a suicide force. This is not going to end good for him.
But also what this could have potentially turned out to be was it could have been something a little bit more political too, because at the same time we have an American acting idiotic in a foreign country videotaping it, mocking it, you know what I mean? So like that wouldn't really speak very well for, you know, US-Japanese relations.
Now, I hadn't looked into it because, you know, I didn't really care that much, but I also heard that he was banned from Japan.
Really?
It might have been just a joke. It might have been, like, someone being a smartass. Yeah. It could have been The Onion, for all I know.
True.
I saw another video. It was still him in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... I don't know. I would imagine it happened before, but honestly, the way he acts, it could have happened after.
Right.
Acting like a complete fool.
Yeah.
In Japan. It was like... He was, you know the go-karting thing you can do in Japan? Where you can dress up like real live action Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
A bunch of his it looks really cool.
Yeah, we're doing that in Japan. All right,
but it was him and his cronies still dressed up in those like onesie type pajamas like that.
Right.
Doing the most idiotic stuff. They were throwing like stuffed Pokeballs at people, just random like, people random on the street. And just acting like they were drunken frat boys.
Right.
Well, that's what Logan and Jake Paul are.
I mean, I get that. Yeah. And
They're Ross.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of those types watched, used to, past tense, his channel, and probably defended him because they're morons. Yeah. But, I was actually, like, it was so stupid. I was actually disgusted about how he was acting. I'm like, dude, seriously?
Yeah.
Do you not know how to act in public? Really?
No, he...
Obviously you don't.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Because you got your YouTube deleted.
Yeah.
So...
And it's interesting. So, I don't know if you heard, probably about a year or two ago, there was a news segment about him when he moved into a particular neighborhood in California.
Mm-hmm.
And his neighbors just absolutely hate him.
Oh, and Jake Paul's, their neighbors had to move. Both of them. It sold their house to get away from him.
Yeah, I believe it.
He's the expert. He's seen more of that stuff than I have.
Yeah.
So, and I used to be a fan.
Yeah.
So I love him. That's what happens when you do stupid stuff.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Nope. Okay, Logan, this is what happened when you do stupid stuff.
That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
You did not get your channel.
It's just so, like, dude, seriously. So you better be good with investing your money that you made, because you're gonna spend that all.
I'm sure he'll bounce back to some capacity.
There it is.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
but
it won't be.
It's not gonna be the same.
Yeah, it won't be through YouTube's medium, but some, you know, whatever. I hope that you learn a lesson from it.
Maybe next year, Dancing with the Stars.
This.
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh, God. ABC has more smarts than that.
So, but I'm actually glad that YouTube took that action because, like I said, I thought that was very distasteful and disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
it was. It really was.
I mean, don't be too happy for what YouTube did because it didn't seem like they were going to do anything. It wasn't until, like, a ton of YouTubers,
got on their shit. And I'm not saying that they are at a place where they know what's right, you know, what the right thing to do is at the right time. But I think that this action at least, you know, allows for some, you know, level of hope.
I think it's the correct action. At the very least.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they were dragging their feet, and they deserve to be called out for that.
Right.
I mean, yes, they took their sweet time.
Right, but the fact that they actually eventually did it,
yeah,
it speaks volumes because how many times, you know, have, you know, public outcry about something and
nothing happens? Yeah, people will just wait 2 weeks before it's just out of the news cycle and everyone's forgotten.
Right, exactly.
It's happened a lot.
Exactly. So, that's all I really got to say about that. Any other thoughts?
Nah.
Yeah.
He gone.
All right. Well.
Goodbye.
I just went with a light punch. I love when you do that.
With the 1-inch.
Sure, we can call it the 1-inch punch.
Is it the Bruce Lee 1-inch?
Yep.
Does it look like it?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Well, you want to tell me what you wrote on that board because
I saw this on the Nerdist. Ewan McGregor has been spotted around lately with a very Obi-Wan Kenobi beard,
which in my mind is one of two things.
Who's that?
It's the guy that played Obi-Wan Kenobi in 3 of the Star Wars movies.
Okay.
But that means one of two things for me. Either they're going to do an Obi-Wan movie, or he is trying hard
Disney already said they were doing it.
Okay.
But, I mean, well, they were going to do it, but they just
haven't done anything. Well, if that's the case, then it might be happening sooner than later.
Yeah. So that's what everyone thinks is, like, that will be the next...
Non-anthology movie?
Yeah. Or no, anthology movie.
Oh, anthology movie is the ones that are not the main story, right? Those are the, that's like the Rogue Ones and your Han Solos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, I mean, so he's been, like, he's actually been, training.
He's
like,
been very vocal about talking about coming back, and you know, he was one of the few things I liked about the prequels. Really,
yeah.
I can't really say much about Attack of the Clones because I don't remember it. I kind of blocked that movie out. I don't remember nothing about it except for Anakin getting his hand cut off and Yoda fighting.
Yeah, everybody sweated Yoda fighting.
Yeah, but when you look back on it, it looks like garbage.
I was always annoyed by the fact that they put that in the second week trailers or TV spots. I'm like, dude, you just spoiled the only part of that movie that was worth watching. So it was like, okay, well,
you can do some of the training stuff.
After that happened,
beginning, since I have no idea.
That's fine. Yeah, you can start with the first training one.
I'm
done playing online. I did my one and only online match that I'm ever going to do in this game.
While everyone's still bad.
Yeah. If I lost that badly when everyone else is still bad, Jesus Christ. I don't want to know.
Yeah. Oh, it would be like, and he's done. 16. It'd be like that.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that.
And everybody's gone.
So I'm going to take the plunge probably tonight because I'm going to go check the markets. But it's time to get some cryptocurrency.
Oh, man.
What's cryptocurrency? Oh,
gambling,
my God, he's so big.
That's what she said?
No.
Really, dude?
No.
Really?
Okay.
Come on, man.
Nope.
I remember you scolding, or not scolding, telling us back in the day, I don't think we can say that anymore. Oh, no. That was,
Say it, because we can't say it anymore.
How do you charge up?
Don't worry about that. Just do the what it's telling you on the training.
The why the dinosaur? Well, no, he would have seen that episode.
Okay, that's how you know. Good.
Why the dinosaurs died.
Yeah. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, so I'm gonna delve into cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Not Bitcoin.
Not Bitcoin. That's too expensive.
Hey-oh.
Well, no, they're all volatile.
I would imagine that Bitcoin is... getting all
I guess I can say what I'm going to invest in because by the time this airs, I will
stop jumping away.
So not so many people jumping on board. But I'm looking into Ripple and Luminaires from what is the company of Luminaires? Shit, I can't think of it right now.
Is it a fund with light or something like that?
Yeah, it's XRM and XLMs that I'm investing in.
Okay. Because
right now, the XLM it is less than 69 cents a share.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ripple was down when I checked before my flag football game was like at 190 a share.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get like 100 shares of each
mm-hmm.
and then watch them for a couple weeks to see what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously not buy at peaks, but if they start valuing again, get a little more. And then, but I will say this, I am not a broker of any kind. I am making these investments based solely off of my research that I've done,
mm-hmm.
I've done through the cryptocurrency
so
Reddit post.
Do your own research.
Yeah, and I've done hours of research. Like I've spent a good few hours researching, and like I said, I'm only buying 100 shares of both these stocks, which is probably total going to be come out to less than, you know, $200 total.
Right.
And I'm comfortable with kissing that money goodbye because once I invest that money, that's just me thinking to myself, I'm never going to see this again.
Right.
You know?
I'm going to wait for my rent to clear before I start playing with money.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've gotten to a point where, like, I checked my last retirement fund balance,
mm-hmm.
and it was way more than I thought it was. So I was like, you know what? That's my safety net, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good investment plan that I got going through my broker
mm-hmm.
that, you know, maybe take a little extra money, start playing around in cryptocurrency, play around a little bit in the stock market.
Right.
And build another kind of funding kind of thing like that. And if they blow up, they blow up. If they don't, if I can at least sell and get my money back, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing now. It should be a lot of fun. Be a lot of stress if, like, they tank a little bit. Like, oh, God. What I'm going to have to do is, like, because very few stocks are short-term investment. Any kind of stock you buy,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have that stock for at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
And most stocks, more than a year. But at least a year for you to see any kind of gains.
Right.
Yeah. This is not a, I'm going to sell this next week and make a ton of money type of deal.
Yeah, so it's going to be one thing. Like, for that first year, I know I'm going to check the market, like, every day. But, like, I can't panic if it valleys.
Right.
So.
What are y'all talking about now?
See, you don't even know. Don't worry about it.
See,
It's hard to explain, Sean, and you're really not going to get it.
No. I mean, I've done a lot of research, and I barely...
Because we're adults, and we barely get it at all.
So.
No, I was just saying, weren't you guys talking about an actor in Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Well, we switched to cryptocurrency. You're paying attention to the video game.
Because there's not that much to talk about. It's
no.
Ewan McGregor is wearing a beard. It means one of two things. Either they're starting a whole lot sooner, or he's really trying to get them to start doing it.
No, you don't hold back, Sean. You double tap back. I want you to dash backwards. There you go. Now I want you to it's going to ask you to dash forward. It's going to be the next one. Dash forward. There you go.
Whoops.
I don't know if we're going to talk about the next thing because
I don't think it's... Yeah, so
it was more or less
I don't want to bring... I added it
for something else to talk about, but with my delve into cryptocurrency, I felt that filled the time.
Yeah,
Honestly, it's one of those things that it's kind of a downer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, it was one of those things I was just trying to fill in.
I mean, it's just your average. People are outraged about something.
All right. So we're not going to talk about. We're not going to continue to talk about why we're not talking about it.
Yeah.
So, how do you do that? Oh,
you
okay,
did.
I just did it.
So for this week's Thoughtable, unless anybody has anything else to add to the podcast,
I was just going to tell Izzo what I found yesterday at Second and Charles. It was It's a figurine set, and it's got
Sailor Moon.
Nope, Ren and Stimpy.
Hard pass. I'd rather have Sailor Moon.
Well, they got those.
I had to,
they got the SH figure arts at Toys R Us. Yeah. Actually, I saw that they have like the little wands for them now too. I'm like,
perfect.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they've had Sailor Moon toys on and off like pretty much all of our lives. I remember when I was out searching for Ronin Warrior toys.
It
was a ton.
You know, I think you're part of it's because they did a revival series
mm-hmm.
Where they pretty much
Isn't it like Sailor Moon, like Supreme or something like that?
Well, I mean,
I don't know if they're doing it now, but last time I saw, it was literally it was a new version of the same stories they did before.
Well, revival or no? I mean, Sailor Moon has never really gone away. If you look at
it's one of those classic ones that people love.
Yeah.
Like Technoman.
Yeah.
I was kidding about that one because I never heard about that until that video game came out.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Actually, two things I wanted to cover that we didn't talk about last one, because they fell after we filmed the podcast. Last week was David Bowie's birthday.
Who?
And Mother. David Bowie?
Mother. Yeah, so one, I didn't hear what you said, so that's why
I thought you were being a jackass. Who? So last week was David Bowie's birthday, so a belated happy birthday to the recently passed David Bowie, and then the other day was the second anniversary of his passing. Which I decided to do something special to celebrate that. Because celebrating the life of David Bowie, not celebrating his death, obviously. Mm.
That'd be very morbid.
I knew what his favorite drink was a Bombay Sapphire gin martini, which I made two of those for myself. Had with dinner. Three olives. Okay. And then, so I looked up his favorite food. And I was like, man, because the main reason why I decided to look up his favorite food, because it was just coincidental that night I had nothing planned for dinner. And I was like, I don't eat fish again because I want my cut. So I was like, I don't eat fish again. Let me look something up. I was like, if it's cool, then maybe I'll make it. I was like, shepherd's pie. Hell yeah, I'll make shepherd's
made
pie.
Made that real easy for you.
Yeah, I love
it. I got home and Josh is just standing over the shepherd's pie trying not to eat the rest of it. Because it was like a family size. Wow.
Yeah, I already eaten half of it.
Which I can't blame him because I personally really like shepherd's pie.
It's so delicious. And
I should have went grocery shopping.
But I also found out what David Bowie's favorite food was in the 70s when he was super skinny.
Yeah, I did agree. Uh-huh.
It was cocaine, red peppers, and milk. That's all he ate. I don't know if he did it all together.
Yeah, I know. I forgot, Sean.
Cocaine, red peppers, and milk.
Cocaine aside.
A diet of just red peppers and milk.
That made me almost puke in my mouth. I'm like, ugh, that is not a combination I would ever think
maybe
of. How do you do your power?
You basically do down, forward, RB.
Well, first, how do you charge it up?
You already charged up enough.
Yeah, you got five bars.
Slide from down to forward and hit the RB button.
Down.
Do a Hadouken.
Forward.
He's not into the fighting game.
Then he shouldn't be on the sticks.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, let me show you, Sean. Hand me. And we'll get to the thought bubble. So, it's down, forward, that. So, you start with down, and you just slide. You
roll
press.
Forward.
Yeah, you roll forward, and you hit that as soon as you hit there.
Okay.
And with this game, it's very sensitive, so you may just do your charge. Because that's what I found. Like,
how do you do the charge?
RB just charges at people. But, yeah, so trying to do that sometimes, like, a lot of times I, like, went to do my special move, and I just do the charge attack.
Oh, like, this is special moves. Okay.
Yeah, we'll teach you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, so the Thoughtable, since we're playing, in honor of Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm going to give you, so it's going to be three combatants.
What?
Who do you think would win out of the three if they just had a three-way fight? Goku? Superman? Or the Incredible Hulk.
I did it.
Goku, man. Superman, or the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
I know how to charge now. Charge.
Super Saiyan Goku? What version of Goku are we talking about?
Yay.
Any version of Goku. I mean, just any version of Superman, any version of Hulk, like.
Well, I'm not familiar with
Goku.
Other versions of Superman.
I might be biased.
I know you're biased.
Oh no! You my answer is might shock you a little bit.
I want to be.
So I guess I'll go first. I'm going to go with the Hulk.
Why?
Purely because the Hulk, as he is now in the comics, the angrier he gets, the stronger he gets. So, and he literally has an unlimited amount of strength.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part. Like, and it's really hard to do, because, like, because all of them, I guess, theoretically can die, because they've all died.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, like, in a fight against Goku and Superman, the Hulk wouldn't hold back at all. He would just keep getting madder and madder and madder, and just slamming them through, like, the earth. Literally, like, just breaking them.
So I guess my thing about that is, what if the Hulk becomes unconscious? He can't get mad anymore. He can't get stronger.
Actually, yeah, if he gets out of the Hulk, well, he's done.
If you knock the Hulk unconscious, I guess he resorts back to Banner.
Yeah.
But that rarely ever happens.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, it's also a possibility you can kill Goku. Like, I'm pretty sure the Hulk could rip Goku in half.
Yeah.
But Goku can fly.
The Hulk can jump really, really high.
I don't freaking care. Goku can fly higher.
Izzo, do you want to go, or should I just go on a nerd lecture?
The only reason why...
why do I keep on pressing?
I'm not going to choose the Hulk. Is because for the most part, unless he's throwing something, he's not a very projectile type of fighter. And same with Superman.
What the frick?
So,
well, no, Superman's got his laser vision.
Yeah, but with what Goku has in his arsenal, I would consider him more of a more balanced fighter. So I think that outside of just hand to hand combat, speed.
Goku has speed.
I know. That's kind of what I'm talking about. So,
Sean, listen, don't talk.
So, of course, Goku has that strength, and I'm not really sure what his level of strength would be compared to the Hulk, too. But the fact that he could be a good distance away from his opponent and still hit him with a pretty destructive,
right?
You know, whatever. I'm going to go with Goku. Because, well, as far as Superman's concerned, he has his weaknesses. They all do.
Yeah.
But he also kind of relies on the sun's power to, you know, strengthen him, blah, blah, blah. Right. The Hulk has, to me, more human-like tendencies than he does supernatural tendencies. Outside of just, you know, super strength, you know, he can jump really high. So I'm gonna go with the Japanese alien.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's me.
So I'm gonna preface my before
Star Wars.
Goku.
No.
I'm going to before I say my answer. I'm gonna just preference this with, I am of the school of thought for Death Battle. Just because every time they make their videos about this particular subject, they go through all the information that they've researched, and they give their reasons why they believe this. I am picking Superman.
Okay.
Because of the fact that Death Battle already did the research for me, and it makes sense. Goku is a fighter who always breaks through his limits to gain more power. And Superman is a cheat code, essentially. He's written in such a way that he pretty much can do anything that's ever needed of the story. The way he's written, the closer he gets to the sun, he gets super supercharged. The Hulk. The thing about the Hulk, and this is also from Super Proud Beatdown, it makes a little sense, but I don't know if I buy it, but in this case, I'm still going to allow it. The Hulk, his weakness, from what I understand, is...
Where am I supposed to go on?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, Scarlett Johansson.
Everyone.
yeah, of course. with the Hulk, if you can outlast him, which is a very hard thing to do, you pretty much have to overwhelm his healing factor. And in Superpower Beatdown's video, they had him versus Doomsday, and I was ridiculously angry that Doomsday beat the Hulk. But when they broke it down, I was like, I'm not going to go through all those comics. They're not going to read this shit. I'll just take your word for it. They were even keeled. The only thing was the Hulk... got his healing factor, which is a very hard thing to do, overwhelmed to the point where Doomsday ripped his head off, and I thought that was dumb.
Yeah.
But they showed their work. Yeah, like a math problem.
Yeah.
So it comes down to Superman having to outlast the Hulk. Which he could do unless the Hulk gets some lucky shots in and, you know, rips his head off.
Hit LB.
Or knocks him out like Doomsday did. And Goku is Goku can push Superman to his limits, but eventually Goku can't keep up. Is how I understand it, and this is my train of thought, and this is begrudgingly what I go with, because when you show me your work and it makes sense to me, I can't really refute it.
So for you, it's a matter of endurance.
Yes,
Daddy, okay.
It's sheer endurance,
you shove into the wall?
Because you know, over, like, if you just look at these characters on paper, their base powers are fairly similar.
Right.
Super strength. Super endurance.
Right.
With the exception of Goku, they can heal very fast. Hulk can't fly, and Superman can breathe in space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically, Goku can fight in space. No, he can't breathe in space. He can just fight out there in the upper atmosphere, because they weren't actually all the way out in space when he was fighting Beavis.
So, three different opinions, three different answers. No, you can't. You don't watch enough of any of them to really... Okay, who would you pick?
Frieza. Because he can go gold. I picked the Green Ranger.
I was like, you don't read Superman comic books. You just started watching Dragon Ball Z. The only one you really know anything about is the Hulk.
And that's from the movies,
but it's from
really?
The movies.
He's movies not even, and cartoons, right?
Yeah, he's not even close to his like comic book strength in the movies.
Yeah, Superman. He can easily... Because none of them involve kryptonite. That's the only thing you can beat him.
Nope, magic. Thor can beat him.
Yeah, Thor can just wipe the floor with Superman.
Yeah, Superman's vulnerable to magic and kryptonite.
Yep.
Goku doesn't have magic, okay.
No, that's not magic.
That's
yeah,
training.
Like Goku
Though,
does not have magic.
Majin Buu technically could beat him.
So.
He's a magical being.
He's an alien.
Mm. Yeah. So technically he could beat him.
But, in all honesty, they're all fictional characters.
So, it's whoever's writing them, right?
Well, actually, but my biggest problem with all those, and I only brought it up because we're doing Z Fighters, and I couldn't think of a better thoughtable.
Yeah.
What I always have problems with, like, when people are like, well, this good guy can beat that good guy. It's like, well, they're good guys.
They're not going to fight each other.
Which is why...
Batman versus Superman.
Which is why I always hate when with all these movies and stuff like that, they always start out fighting. It's like, why? They're all good guys. They're all fairly intelligent. They wouldn't fight.
Captain America Civil War?
That's different. No, I'm talking about when they first meet. Like in the first Avengers.
The Avengers.
Jesus Christ.
What do you want from me?
No, what I'm...
I
would like you to listen. What I'm saying is, like, every time these people first meet, they always have a conflict with each other.
Watch out for Taylor.
For no reason. Like, even the Defenders, after they all helped each other out of that building, they all still wanted to kick each other's ass when they were in the Chinese food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we have to generate stupid conflict. Batman versus Superman. Batman wants to fight Superman. Why? We have to generate stupid conflict.
Because reasons.
Yeah.
Dad.
So, please stop interrupting. Please. I'm talking. In the Avengers, we have to generate conflict like... Thor wants to take Loki back to Asgard to stand trial.
Mm-hmm.
And he attacks the ship. He could have just easily just like, they land like, hey, yeah, I need him.
Mm-hmm.
kind of thing like that. It's just, it's one of those things like, whether it's comic books, whether it's movies, whether it's cartoon, they generate this stupid conflict, which I'm always like, these characters are smarter than this. They know, like, oh, you're a good guy. I'm a good guy. We don't need to fight. Like, Civil War is a different thing because that was like, best friends get into an argument kind of thing like that, but when the best friends are superheroes, they come to blows kind of thing like that. So that's different. That's not generated because we need a conflict to start the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was a conflict that Marvel did a really good job building since the first Avengers movie.
Okay, so let me ask this then. Of two people, or what's usually the biggest limiting thing when it comes to people of conflict?
What do you mean?
So, what is usually the key thing that they both lack that creates conflict between two or more people?
Plot.
Understanding.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're talking about in the real world, but I'm saying in these movies where they create this conflict,
well, right.
It's not even a lack of understanding. It's like, we have to create this conflict because plot.
Well, no, because when you look at it, if... A lot of these plots could have gone away if there was communication, if there was understanding as to why people were doing
what. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, in the real world, these superheroes, they're all fairly intelligent. They would have that conversation. There wouldn't be a lack of communication.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the plot generates this conflict where Batman's the world's greatest detective. He's just going to assume Superman's bad and want to kill him. That's not Batman. That was my biggest problem with Batman vs. Superman was that wasn't Batman at all. Mm-hmm. Like, that character wasn't Batman. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you take these characters who you build up being, like, intelligent. Mm-hmm. Like Captain America's... like, Tony Stark's a super genius. Captain America is a battlefield strategist, you know. Mm-hmm. You give them all these intelligent aspects about them, but then we just create these minor conflicts that intelligent people of their level wouldn't have gotten into because they would be smart enough to come to that understanding and communication.
If you have ever sat in a room with either engineers or PhDs, your entire thought would change because you would think that people of that level shouldn't argue.
Oh yeah, you would get butting
all the time.
But that's a different level of intelligence because when you have engineers and people like that, they all think they know the best way to do something.
How is that any different with these superheroes?
Because I'm talking about conflict where you're fighting each other, like you're on the same side but you're fighting each other, and it just generates this stupid. It's plot generated, and these intelligent people wouldn't come to blows the first thing. They would try to talk first because, let's face it, your example with the engineers, the PhDs, mm-hmm. they try to talk first and they come to a disagreement because they think they know better. Now, when you come to, like, they don't come to blows, but, like, when I'm talking about superhero conflict is they would have communication and it wouldn't come to blows. They may disagree, but we wouldn't get these epic fights like we got in Batman vs. Superman. We got the start of the first Avengers. Mm-hmm. There would be a discussion first before, you know, fighting started. Mm-hmm. So... That's all I'm saying. It's like the conflict that these superheroes have with each other is generated because plot and nothing else. And that's my problem with it. It's just like we have to have a fight scene between heroes because reasons.
Yeah, I think you're looking at it more from the movie aspect. I think I'm looking at it from a more practical standpoint.
I'm just looking at it for bad writing in movies. That's all.
Okay.
That was my point because like the superheroes fighting each other. Like these superheroes,
yeah, it is bad writing,
with the exception of the Hulk, because he's just an uncaged beast.
Yeah,
right.
That's the only like superhero where I can say like, okay, Thor's going to fight him now, or Wolverine's going to fight him now, or Superman has to fight him now.
Right.
But like Superman and Thor probably wouldn't come to blows, you know, just because like Superman would definitely try to reason first. Like Thor may be like, who is this guy flying into my neighborhood? I might have to hit him with my hammer. But Superman would try to talk to him first because Superman's a peaceful resolution person first, and then when Superman starts talking, Thor will be like, all right, maybe you got a point there.
Plus, they have to go save Martha.
No. No. It's 2018. We're killing that. All right? It's dead. What would you like to add?
I have a thoughtable.
What's your thoughtable?
Okay. The woman who killed a god, Wonder Woman.
We're not talking about Wonder Woman.
It's a thoughtable. Just...
Good night, Canada.
No, okay. Wonder Woman versus who?
Wonder Woman versus Invincible Iron Man versus Beerus.
Beerus?
Beerus would win. Beerus would win, hands down.
Invincible Iron Man!
It's the purple cat guy from...
Sean. Super. Beerus would destroy them all. He's the god of destruction.
Yeah.
He would have his little...
Fine, not Beerus, Frieza then.
Frieza would still
kill them.
Yeah. So that's the end of this.
Wait, no, I think I have one more person. Vegeta.
Good night, Canada.
Anyways, comment below. Let us know who you think would win in a fight between Goku, Superman, and the Hulk. Also, if you have any thoughts on McGregor or Logan Paul, comment below. Send us a like.
Don't hate me for quoting
tips
for
investing, then also leave that too.
Yeah. Bitcoin, things like that. Yeah, invest away, but yeah. Make sure. Again, I'm not a person to take advice from. So don't take my advice. Do the research yourself. Yeah. And good night, Canada.